Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Once again, this is Dr. Barton with The Truth in Medical Healing. As you know, we broadcast every Friday at noon to 12:30, and I've been doing the show for about 7 or 8 years, and got off to a late start this morning. We have a lot to cover, and folks, the whole intention of it is to get people to understand the name of the show is The Truth in Medical Healing. And the most important thing as far as being healthy is water. We're 85% water, and the human body is 85% water. So when creation was millions and millions of years ago, everything was pure and nothing was contaminated. And now everything's contaminated in our world that we live in. So the thing is, I found out about this Kangen water when I was at a medical convention in Tokyo a number of years ago, and I bumped into Dr. Hiromi Shinya, who is a world-renowned gastroenterologist. He's the fellow who actually invented colonoscopy. So we became fast friends, and he took me over to, in the break in that convention, took me over to where the factory is, where they actually make these machines. And the name of the company is called Enagic, E-N-A-G-I-C. The water is Kangen water, K-A-N-G-E-N, and which is a Japanese word, which means from the beginning. At any rate, just to continue on for a bit about the water, what's going on, beside the fact that all bottled water, whatever is advertising, some of it is really great, like Poland water, but they're all contaminated. All reservoirs are contaminated. Fracking, which has been going on for a number of years, is a thing called fracking that the petroleum industry is doing. They break through the ground's crust to look for more petroleum deposits, and in doing that, they've contaminated land throughout the country. There's one particular famous story, which is the largest tomato growers. I forgot the name. What the name of the tomatoes are, but the largest tomato growing farm in the country, in America, Pennsylvania, and it goes into, I think, Maryland also, I'm not sure. However, the fracking, by doing this process they do, they actually contaminated the land where the tomatoes are being grown. So that also happened. So if you really want to be healthy, like me, by the way, I'm probably a lot older than most of you listening to the show, and I also have unending energy, and I also don't take any medication for anything because I don't have any physical maladies, but I might have maybe I have a mental problem. I'm not sure, because when I did the show today, I always have the number to call in. I've been doing it for years and I still haven't memorized the number. Maybe I never tried to, but look, here's the thing. Water, like I said, we are 85% water. Cancer also is rampant in society. When I was a kid growing up, I used to hear my mom on the phone talking to relatives, friends. There was never any mention of the word even cancer. Now every family has some type of a cancer that happened with some relative, themselves, so forth and so on. It's because of the fact that there's too much sugar in everything. Sugar precipitates formation of certain things. We don't have the time to go into detail, but sugar is in everything we buy. The manufacturers make it taste better so we can buy more and spend more money and so forth and so on. And the thing is that you have to just be careful of that. I'm going to give you my number at my office, which we have a diagnostic company in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. We also do the water interstate and intercountry at the present time. So the number to call in, to leave a name and number if you'd like to get more information. Whoever answers the phone, don't try to ask them questions. They don't have the answers. They can just take your name and number, okay? The number is 954, area code 775. Wait a minute. One second. I'm having trouble with numbers today. 954-772-2150. So remember, just leave your name and number. Don't ask any questions. I will get back to you right after the weekend. we start calling back on Mondays. Anyhow, moving right along, let's talk a little bit about something to do. I told you a little bit about water. We don't have too much time today to tell you more about it. But let me tell you about the pharmaceutical industry. And by the way, my background is that I have 3 graduate degrees, pharmacy, chiropractic, and medicine. So I'm also a veteran of the United States Air Force. And so I packed a lot into my young life. I told you, I'm probably a little older, but I have more energy than anyone that I know, really. So there's no end to it. I've got a late start today because I actually couldn't remember the number to use to call into the station. Okay, so listen to this. Pepsi-Cola, Dr. Brown, and Coca-Cola. All the dark-colored sodas are made, the manufacturers put phosphoric acid into it to darken the color. Phosphoric acid also robs the bones of minerals. So there's more osteoporosis around in the world today, especially we're talking about our country now, America. So osteoporosis is the weakening of the bones, fractures, leg fractures, hip fractures, arm fractures, all kinds of fractures. Happens because so many people drink the dark-colored sodas, Pepsi, Coke, Dr. Brown. I don't drink any of that. I don't drink soda. The only thing that I drink is Kangen water, K-A-N-G-E-N. So if you really want to be healthy, get rid of all the other stuff and find out. And you can call that number that I gave you before, and we'll be able to give you more information on that. So with osteoporosis, the pharmaceutical industry, one of the companies made a prescription pill called Boniva, B-O-N-I-V-A. You don't want to take any of that. So there's millions and millions of Boniva tablets being sold right now, even as we're talking worldwide, because that's what people that have osteoporosis take, Boniva. So you don't want to be taking drugs. You want to just stay away from, you can do so much for your health staying away from the dark-colored sodas. Beside phosphoric acid, beside the weakening of the bones, there's other things that are wrong. I don't drink any soda. I drink only Kangen water. And I found out about it maybe 18, 19 years ago, and that's the only water that I drink. So let's move right along to the prescription drugs that are advertised on TV. Before the year 2002, prescription was not allowed to be advertised on TV. And then someone obviously paid somebody else. And that's America. I mean, this is America. Actually, this is how America was built. We're a capitalistic society. And I love it, okay? And that's what I want. I don't want to be in any other kind of society. So the point is this, that they show the ads for the different prescription drugs on TV. And if you ever notice that the next time around, look at it, you'll see people swimming, horseback riding, playing tennis, sitting over a fireside fire, staring into each other's eyes, and then say, by the way, if you have any of this, take this for that, take that for this. Well, I don't take any drugs. You don't want to be taking drugs, okay? So the advertising is subliminally getting into your mind. Don't do it. Don't watch those advertisements. They're bad for you. All designed just to make more money for the drug companies. And the drug companies, for the most, I mean, there are certain drugs, prescriptions that we need, for sure. But the drug manufacturers, not all of them, but some of them take real advantage of the population and what people are looking for and what people want. So the thing is, let's move on with, talk about a little bit more to do with the, what else should we talk about on the topics here. Let me give you an example. The pharmaceutical industry has done fantastic things to lengthen life and to help people. So I don't want you to misunderstand that it's all terrible, everything that they do in the pharmaceutical industry. It's not all that. Let me give you one quick example. In the year 1922, whoever was diabetic would maybe live to be early 20s or teenager, and they would die. A drug company, Eli Lilly, developed, why do people get diabetes anyhow? Because the pancreas is not producing enough insulin, okay? So the drug company called Eli Lilly, in 1922, were able to develop a synthetic insulin. So And then they took, people were taking insulin injections, so forth and so on. So what, whoever had diabetes in those days were getting the synthetic insulin. So Eli Lilly pharmaceutical firm did a fantastic, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful thing. I can't say wonderful enough about developing synthetic insulin. So a lot of the drug companies have done a lot of good things and still do a lot of good things. But there's too much of this, like with cholesterol, and I can't remember the name of the company that produces the different drug companies right now that I can't remember. But you want to, you can adjust your diet, you can adjust your habits, you can take certain supplements, health food supplements, and find out how to lower your cholesterol without taking a prescription drug to do that. So there are some things that are good, some things that are bad, and you don't want to be harming yourself. So, and a lot of great things happen in medicine. I told you about 1922, and with the synthetic insulin, and then years later, 1946, I'm trying to remember the doctor's name who discovered, it's a whole long process how it was discovered, but this doctor discovered penicillin. That was the world's first antibiotic. So where would we be today without antibiotics, right? So, again, we can go back to the year 1931. Dr. Otto got a Nobel Prize for developing good things with regard to healthcare is concerned. So let's go back and talk a little bit more about the water. And also, listen to this. If anyone is taking prescription medication, let me just tell you what you need to do for sure. You need to get a test called PGX, which is the regular word for that, not the abbreviation, is pharmacogenetic testing. It's a very simple mouth swab called a buccal, B-U-C-C-A-L. So you take that PGX test. If you're taking any kind of prescription medication, because these testings are based upon the metabolism of the body, there are four types of metabolism: poor, rapid, ultra-rapid, and normal. So if somebody has a poor metabolism, that doesn't mean there's anything really bad, just the type of their metabolism. Metabolism is the overall functioning in the human body of everything. So if somebody has a poor metabolism, and the only reason why you want to have your doctor do a PGX test is because when the laboratory sends back the results to the doctor, it says what kind of, and it also lists what kind of drugs you may be taking. So the fact is, and then the report that the doctor says, this patient has a poor metabolism, so you really want to switch their blood thinner from Plavix, which is a well-known blood thinner for the last 30 years. But if someone has a poor metabolism, it could be dangerous for the patient, for the person. So therefore, the report says switch, and it gives them other blood thinner to use as opposed to Plavix, let's say. You follow that so far? So there's a lot of good that's being done by the pharmaceutical industry. Once again, this particular test is called a PGX, a pharmacogenetic testing. Whoever's listening to today's show, and if you are taking any kind of prescription medication, you want to go to your doctor and find out what type of metabolism you have. So they do a metabolism test, go to a special laboratory, and remember there's four types of metabolism, okay? So again, moving right along, because almost at 25 after 12, because that's maybe we're going to hear the station tune in a little while. So we talked about metabolism, about prescriptions, and also, and we talked about water, and we're 85% water, the human body. So if you really want to be healthy, like me, then you really want to drink Kangen water, K-A-N-G-E-N. And let's see what else in the few minutes that we have that I can tell you about, because I don't use a script when we do these shows, folks. And it's very, if you really want to be healthy, let's talk about a couple of different vitamins and different brands, okay? So any kind of vitamin C, if you go to any store and buy vitamin C, you see, did you hear that announcement? So 90 seconds, we have a minute and a half left. So in that minute and a half, let me extend an apology. We broadcast every Friday at 12 noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time. And we've been doing the show for about 12 years. And I also want to say to my Latin friends, disfrute un fin de semana, which means have a happy weekend. A minute left, folks. For all these crazy people, let's say a special prayer. For all these crazy lunatics that are running around the world, killing each other in the name of religion or whatever it may be. So let's say a special prayer that people start to realize what God gave us all. Whatever God, maybe your God, there's about 100 different gods that exist somewhere, all kinds of different religions and everything. So I'm going to give you my number one more time. This way you can find out more. 954 area 772-2150. Leave your name and number slowly and clearly, and we'll be able to tune in next Friday. And don't miss the number to call in to, 347-324-3595. 347-324-3595. And on that note, let's say happy, healthy weekend and good health for everyone. Adios, y'all.
Yeah,
you want to hear something? I was going through papers and everything. I was late getting on the station, but I always had this purposely in my wallet. I had the numbers on the back of a card, and I don't know what I did with it. Anyway, as I was going through tons of paper, this stuff out, and here it is right here.
Oh, okay.
Right there.
Yeah. Do you want a pizza? You want pizza now?
A slice, yeah.
Okay. They have two little slices. Do you want one or two?
Oh, no, one thing was.
Okay.
All right,
I'll heat it up.
Would I do that? Would I do two of give you none?
No, I could always
eat
something
Hey, honey, could you,
I love you. Yeah, I spoke to the president about it because, you know, under John, he mentioned New York City, in the listening to my but I had a conversation with the president on the phone about New York City. There was no justification in New York City. I said, are there any federal properties that you're worried about? Because if you have a concern, let me know, and the state stands ready for you to take care of these bone properties.
The history books will decide, or the voters of the state will decide that. People of New York. Thank you.
I'm going to go look at the phone now. And then look at the recording. Are you going out now, honey?
Yeah, I'm going out now.
Okay, so now I'm not going to go out because we'll get the two potatoes, so we can cut.
Thank you. you still want to go to that course to try to find out how to use this phone?
Yeah. Just,
how to use the phone. I still don't know how to use it.
Okay.
And he'll look, see if you know who this is. Ah, shucks. I just said it. Even how to go to photos. Do you know how you get the photos up?
Honey, I'm gonna concentrate on this, so you know.
What did you press?
Photo. That's rich. Who are you trying to get?
I just had it on there.
What, is it a message somebody sent
no,
you?
No.
A photo?
Yeah.
Okay, so the photos are here.
Yeah, but as you're going, I don't know why it's disappearing. It's on this. Look, go back. See that chip?
Yeah.
It's up in the closet also.
And oh, Jen's closet?
Yeah, it got damaged. One of the cats jumped on it.
Oh.
But that's not what I was looking for.
All right, when you find it, show it to me later, because I wanna.
Okay, this one. Oh, this is the cat. This is the park.
Yeah, I have all those pictures.
I know, but there's one other that just... You know who this is?
Of course, honey. Hmm? Yeah. Lisa, return it to you. Why would I not know?
This is... What do you think this is?
Josh.
Huh?
Josh.
You see that all?
Yes, honey. I saw it already.
Did I show it to you before?
Of course. I saw it many times.
Yeah? What could that be? Oh, look. Now it's... It moves. It's like a video.
All right, let me do this.
Sorry.
I saw all of those pictures already.
You did?
What? Huh?
That I wanted to put in your reference. But I didn't want to put it, and then put the reference is the test, right? It's BUCCA swab test. And then you want to check it out?
No, yeah, where is BUC? It's buccal. Yeah, that's it.
Right?
Buccal means mouth.
Okay, do you want me to put reference here? Attention, doctor, and then reference. Or not, I'll just give it away.
Yeah,
okay, you want me to print it, look at it, and I think it's good. Okay?
Yeah, right.
I did it. This is the...
And the word, right?
Yeah, on the word, on the second. I made it so I can make. It's on the second, it's not on the number two.
Oh.
Broken Doctors, July 2020, number two.
Okay.
Check it out.
Yes.
And I met it in both, so.
Copies of
it. Yeah. I met it in both
yeah.
letters.
Yeah.
So.
That's good.
Okay?
Yeah.
Read it and check it out. You know. And if I need to do anything else, then we'll do it.
Can you leave it in there? Okay, so this stuff is my stuff here, right?
Yeah. You need the computer because I got to set
no,
up.
No, I'm going out. I'm going to go to Staples.
Okay. All right. Oh, this one is, I think it's out.
Huh?
I think the sun is out. This is yours. I can see you. The sun.
Oh.
It's Sol. Savio.
Sol.
What's the name of it? It's only 1 o'clock.
Do you need this little nose?
What?
Do you need this little nose? Sour cream and something else? Okay, put it away.
So that's in my document?
Yeah.
So someone send it to me.
Want me to do it? Want me to send it? Want me to send it from your let's do it right now. Just so you can do it real quick.
Yeah?
It's in your finger document.
So we need to go first to
compose, and then we're gonna just like you don't have to like see any questions. So you're gonna type page schedule, right? No, honey, you're gonna send it to him now.
Yeah.
And what are you gonna say? What are you gonna tell him?
This is the. This is the doctor letter that's going to be mailed with everything he sent out. See, I mean,
how do you spell his name? E?
Y? Y-V-E-S.
Y-V-E. Okay.
It comes up.
Okay. And the subject is?
Brooklyn Doctors. Say this document is going out with all is being mailed out with the new stuff.
Okay, this document is going out
to the new doctor in Brooklyn.
This document is going now to the new doctor in Brooklyn, and
we'll do a separate mailing to the old doctors. Go to the first batch.
The first batch that doesn't sound.
The first group.
Okay, separate. I spelled it wrong. Okay, S separate. It's SCP.
A.
A. R.
A-T-E.
A-T-E. Okay. And we will do a separate mailing
to the first batch.
To the first batch of doctors?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, to the first
batch. Leave it at that.
Okay. Oh, batch T, I forgot the T.
And then you say.
Okay, that's what it makes sense.
And to say, I also was able to do the radio show. After all. I did the radio show after all.
I was able.
Oh, I found another.
To do the radio show.
Okay, thanks, Rob.
Okay, I was able.
So that was. I'm just going to make it. That would make
it more clear. I was able to do the radio show after all.
Usually they have this on the Chihuahua. This guy was born in Chihuahua, that's it. Thank you.